Hello, Lisa and Pete here with the Thursday catch-up.
A WA guy's toe is now his finger, his big toe. We asked, has your that become this?
Lockie Reed talked footy.
And a newspaper in the UK says we're one of the most dangerous cities in the world.
Experience Perth's best new electrical appliance superstore at the all-new Midland Retrovision. Grand opening sale this Saturday. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth. On Mix 94.5.
The back of this WA cattle worker who's had to have his thumb surgically replaced with his toe, Lise.
Mm-hmm.
And what a toe it is. We're asking, has your that become your this?
This goes with this, and this goes with this, and this goes with that and
the death. Kerry and Wilson.
Hi, Kerry.
Hi, how you going?
Good.
What became your this?
My latissimus dorsi muscles became my boobs.
Oh.
So, okay, how does that work? Where's your latissimus dorsi?
Latissimus dorsi, they live on your back normally.
Right.
Wow.
Lats, yeah.
Lats, all right. Yeah. Your lats, okay.
Lats,
and yeah. Then and they went into your breast.
They did. They became my breast.
Okay.
So, why? Or what was the reason for the transition?
I was diagnosed with breast cancer a few years ago. And that was part of my reconstruction.
Is that the usual way they do it, Kerry, the reconstruction?
It's the usual way that my surgeon at the time did it.
Okay,
and
right.
Yeah, just to sort of give it a more natural sort of look.
Right.
Yeah.
Look, I'm sorry to ask, you know, and by all means, you don't have to answer them if you don't want to, but do they feel heavier? Like, is it?
Maybe a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had them for like this for so long now, they sort of feel normal to me.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
That is amazing. I just find it so fascinating that they can just go, you know what, that's going to work. We're going to put your back muscle into your breast.
And these days they do it, of course, many years ago when my aunt had breast cancer and had the mastectomy, she had to wait a long time to,
unreal.
You know, have the reconstruction. But now I believe it often just all happens in the same go.
That is amazing. Wow. Mm. Karen in Canning Vale, tell us, has your that become you're this?
Yes. One of my ribs has become part of my spine. I had to have a spinal fusion 30 years ago now.
Yeah.
And they had to crush up one of my ribs and pack that in between my vertebrae, and then they put a rod in, and then that, over time, that rib becomes part of my spine. It's all fused together.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
It is amazing what they can do. You know, they talk about surgeons, sort of they slam them for having a God complex. They earned it,
yeah.
I reckon.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Take that, Adam and Eve. That is amazing.
Yep, that was 30 years ago too.
Yes. Yeah.
So do they, when they take a rib out, is there a particular rib that they need, like in terms of length and how much they need to grind down, or do they start from the bottom of your rib cage and work their way up?
Well, I think it was only one rib.
Yeah.
And it was from the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just blows my
amazing.
Mind.
Amazing.
It really is. Thanks, Karen.
Yeah, thanks, Karen.
We got Adrian in Queens Rocks. Good morning.
Good morning.
What amazing piece of transformation do you have?
Well, I had my pot belly made into my left boob.
Woo!
Wow!
Brilliant!
And all
so
this...
I got a tummy tuck.
Yes.
And a new boob. And then I had to get a nipple 6 months later.
Oh,
what? A
yeah,
nipple
of course.
6 months later?
Yeah, because that doesn't necessarily happen straight away. I reckon I've got a couple of boobs on me. I could go the full sort of you know, boot.
Oh, it was the best thing. And then, because when I went to work and said, oh, I'm going off to get my nipple done today, they were all talking up laughing. And then a month later, I went and got it tattooed, and I said, I'm going to get it tattooed blue.
That is blowing my mind right now.
His face.
Wow. Oh, no, because, you know, like, it just, to me, it just sounds like you've solved this question. A lot of, like, people out there have just, oh, wow, that's amazing. Unreal.
Thanks for sharing, guys.
Yeah,
that's
thank
great.
You. Thanks, Adrian.
Okay.
See you, Adrian.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Oh, blue nip.
Let's repeat. The Triple M footy call team is full of stars, Lise, from our hometown here, including this great man, Lockie Reed. Good morning to you,
hi,
sir.
Lockie.
Hello, how are you? The poor man's dentist.
Oh, no. Lockie, you know when we ask, and you would find this a fair bit, you ask the players, oh, it's the derby. How do you know? Do you G up a bit more? Is it a bit more nervous? Oh, no, it's just another game, they say. Let me ask you, is it just another call?
No, not just another call. I think more. You have to get more excited about a West Coast.
Thank you for your honesty.
Yeah, you know the players are pumped up for it.
Of course they are. Have the
hometown rights, you know, up for grabs.
Yes.
And, I mean, I reckon if you even spoke to umpires who did the game over the years, I reckon they would absolutely guarantee that there's more talk on the ground, there's more vigour between the players,
yes.
Especially the start of the game. Starts pretty hot and things get very interesting throughout the four quarters.
And you know what? I reckon there's, we say this about every single Western Derby, but it just feels like there's a bit of a story brewing with this one because you look at the way the teams are poised. You know, West Coast Eagles are trying to keep themselves in the eight and the Fremantle Dockers following last week's miraculous win you know, just keeping themselves in the hunt, trying to pull themselves back in off the back of a season where nobody really expected them to do quite well.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely, Pete. I mean, look, percentage is going to hurt the Fremantle Dockers at the end of the day. They'll have to win, I think, 5 of the last 7 or 8 to get there, which will be pretty tough for them. But they would still go into this game on Sunday thinking, if we can win, we're an outside chance of making the top eight, which would be phenomenal after what they went through last year and a massive turnaround. 7 debutants, 11 new faces for the year. On the flip side, West Coast, I mean, they just have to win. There's no excuses for them. They have to win on Sunday, not only to keep their finals chances alive, but to keep the fans on side, because I think there's just a little bit of a bit of angst going around WA at the moment amongst West Coast fans. They're very frustrated by the team's performances in recent weeks.
West Coast fans, take it from Fremantle Dockers supporters. You know, you get used to it. It's okay.
Now, I have to ask, this might be a question that's a bit uneducated, but does the Niehaus thing continue this week? Is he going to be in the team or...?
I seriously reckon they throw Niehaus onto Josh Kennedy. He's Superman. Niehaus. I just say, look, we gave you the role last week as a defensive forward. Now we're going to throw you back onto the great full forward at West Coast. He's had a bit of a calf. He won't be able to run as much.
Yeah.
So Ryan Niehaus on the JK.
And he earned his
task.
He earned the sort of the thing to be able to run out in front of the West Australian crowd this weekend too,
yeah,
I reckon.
Yeah,
we'll run him out first. Maybe he should go through the banner first.
And everyone sings, welcome to Nye.
Around the ground.
Yeah,
that'd be great. Mate, I don't know. I think I'd like to see him stay forward. 4 goals on debut. I mean, that's a plus the one. You know, the guy has ice in his veins to kick the one that sealed the game. Yeah.
Did you see the kick, Pete?
Yeah, I know. It's an absolute beauty.
It was the full fairy tale.
It wasn't. It was a flower bag it was meant to be a flower bag, Locke. Don't spoil this for me. Hey, just quickly, can we just talk injuries for a second? JK is going to come back into the side. That's good news for the West Coast Eagles.
Yes.
Is Brad Hill playing this weekend?
Yeah, look, I think he will. He started training yesterday, got through the warm-up, and then just amazing, it just stood out. He walked over to the conditioning staff, had a bit of a chat, went off the ground, then came back on, did a bit of a run around the oval and then stopped and just started to feel the lower part of the leg, the Achilles-type area of the leg. I don't think he's strained or done anything there, but obviously it was a little bit sore. I think he'll be right to go. The fact that it's a Sunday game should get him up. The concern also is Joel Hamling as to whether he gets up after that hip soreness from the weekend. Didn't do anything yesterday. He'll have to train tomorrow to give himself a chance of playing. He'd be a big loss because he would be obviously the one that would go to Josh Kennedy at fullback and hopefully for Freo's sake, keep JK a little bit quieter.
Yeah. All right, Locke. Well, listen, mate, it was literally a last-minute call to get you on the
phone.
Yes,
thank you so much.
You're a superstar, mate. Thank you.
Such a professional.
Oh, centimetre perfect.
Thanks, Lucky.
See you, mate.
Catch you on the call.
See ya.
That call coming up this weekend, that's right, you're going to hear the Western Derby live and in crystal clear FM on Mix 94.5. And we're doing this for Automasters. Get centimetre perfect service and repairs at any of their 42 branches. Call 1300 Automasters. It's Lisa and Pete. Dangerous Perth, Lise. Dangerous Perth. It's time we all got out of here.
Some newspapers, tabloids particularly, have a bit of a reputation for writing a bit of rubbish, particularly the British ones.
Ooh, yeah.
The Sun newspaper has taken the cake today. It's the biggest selling paper in Britain. It's made the outrageous claim in an article titled Bad World that Perth's methamphetamine epidemic has earned us a listing alongside Syria and South America. Some of those cities are ruled by drug cartels as one of the most dangerous places on earth live.
Just let that sentence sink in for a moment. One of the most dangerous places on earth to live.
Perth. Yeah. This is wrong. I mean, this is just awful on so many levels. First of all, it is outrageously offensive to the people of Syria.
Oh, yeah.
It is offensive to the people of Perth. It is irresponsible to say these sort of things, and it's redonkulous.
Look, this list also includes Kiev in Ukraine, where war has erupted, Mogadishu in Somalia, which has been torn apart by decades of war, and Al-Qaeda-backed militant tanks, and San Pedro Sula in Honduras, where the murder rate is 173.6 per 100,000 people, which is the highest in the world.
Yeah, three a day was the one in the documentary I was watching the other day that I told you about with the cartels, where local towns have just set up their own vigilante groups.
Far out.
Three murders a day.
We've had a few people come out, you know, a few people of note come out and say, no, this is redonkulous, as well. Miss Scafidi.
Yes, our Lord Mayor, Lisa Scafidi, and our Police Commissioner, Carl O'Callaghan.
That's right. Lisa Scafidi came out and said, look, Perth was by world standards a safe, livable and vibrant city. For more than 10 years, Perth has continued to score highly from credible organisations, credible such as the Economist Intelligence Unit in Global Livability Rankings, which we see a few of those figures come through from time to time.
Yeah, we do. And we also see the figures about the drug. We know that there is a problem with that. It continues to be a significant issue, but for heaven's sake, where else would you live still?
I tell you what, you know, there's a lot of places in the world where you can't go down to a South Perth, for example, and sit by the foreshore and push the kids on the swings and say hello to people. And
as they walk past, I'm looking at people walking down Roberts Road right now, and I'm fearing for them. I'm thinking, you know, duck behind the tree.
What are you going to do?
Look out.
Be careful.
It's ridiculous.
This is all, though, as you mentioned before, Lise, coming from a newspaper which is rife with crazy headlines.
It is.
There's a few here. You know, Freddie Starr ate my hamster. Hang on a sec. It gets better.
Freddie Starr.
Yeah, Freddie
ate
Starr.
My hamster.
Yeah. UFO hits wind turbine. These are on the front page of this paper.
Sounds like the National Enquirer.
Elton takes David up the aisle.
Oh, no!
Well, I know. This is boy, 4, has mark of the devil.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think we're okay,
good
guys.
Good on you, son.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Experience Perth's best new electrical appliance superstore at the all-new Midland Retrovision. Grand opening sale this Saturday.